4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I'm telling you, if you get the chance, head on out. Not that I'm counting, but about 90 minutes from now, I will be out on the Arcadec deck enjoying an adult beverage and this beautiful weather. Bill O'Reilly's going to be with us. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. It's been a while. But looking forward to welcoming him back to the program. So, news report there. Well, you know, we got this inflation. Not as bad as it was. Man, 3.5 years, these folks in the White House, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, have completely and totally wrecked the economy that former President Trump built. And you and I are paying the price when we go to the pumps, when we go to the supermarket. It's absolutely incredibly bad. It's just that simple. Now, we got to right this, and I personally, as you know, have placed my hope in former President Trump. I think we do have to make America great again. Kash Patel, senior advisor to former President Trump, served in the Trump administration. Great guy. And Kash, you don't mind if I share with everybody. I mean, they're going to be UVA people that are not thrilled with this, but you are a university guy, are you not?
I'm a spider, you know. I made some trips to UVA, but this is my stomping ground.
Well, we are thrilled to have you back. I think we can say that, and it's good to hear your voice. You want to give me some of the lay of the land, because there are a lot of us out here saying we're placing our hope, our trust in President Trump, but man, every piece of news that comes out says, well, you know, take a look at the polls. It's all going Kamala Harris's way now.
Well, listen, I'm not the pollster. I'm not the economic genius. I'm the everyday life guy. And what I saw in 2016 was 98% of these polls said Hillary Clinton was going to win by 98% of the vote. Yeah. And so I don't trust the polls. What I trust is your show. What I trust is your viewers. What I trust is the everyday Americans I meet across this country when I do events for the president. And I meet them and I ask them, what are your concerns and who's solving them? And every single time I talk to Americans, they're like, President Trump has resolved our economic problems, our national security problems, our overseas diplomatic problems, the never-ending wars, and everything else that they care about. So it's pretty simple to me. The Hollywood bonanza launch and the swoon for Kamala Harris and Walz is about to be over, mm-hmm. and we'll get back to everyday life. And it's our job to remind Americans who are in the middle to say, hey, were you better then or are you better now? What do you want for your kids and what do you want for your future?
Those are the questions, right? I mean, were you better off when President Trump was in the Oval Office and you want your kids to be able to buy a house in the neighborhood? They can't do it now. That's what you have to talk about.
Mortgage, I mean, listen, again, I'm not the economic housing genius. I wasn't a Wall Street finance guy. But I can't buy a house right now with these skyrocketing mortgage rates yep. and interest rates. They're astronomical. Yeah. I can barely get rent for everyday Americans. It's serious. That's the truth. They pass off, the industry and the government passes off these costs to everyday Americans and says, oh, we'll give you, this is how the 2008 crisis happened. We'll take care of you for the first year, but don't worry about that skyrocketing interest rate that will put you underwater in years 3, 4, and 5 when we take your house back. That's the kind of scam that Harris and Biden ran. Remember, it was during the Biden-Obama industry that the titans of housing crashed our market. And you also don't have to be a genius to know, if I go to the grocery store, why am I paying $6 for a jar of peanut butter? Why am I paying $6 for a dozen eggs? Why is gas $4 a gallon? Again, you don't need a doctorate in high finance to know the Biden administration is crushing everyday Americans.
Great points. Kash Patel is joining us, senior advisor to President Trump. Now, here's the problem, I guess, that is being put in front of us. We see this every day, but then we hear that Kamala Harris is now saying, well, here's my plan if I'm elected. And I don't know about you, I'm thinking, you were elected. You're in office now. Why aren't you doing anything?
No, we need to remind people about the two most critical issues of our time, the economy and national security. Kamala Harris was the border czar. You don't have to believe me. Go to Kamala Harris's Twitter account when she was vice president, where she said, I humbly accept taking a leadership role as vice president for our border. That's what she said.
That's right.
How has the border turned out? Name me a community in this country where CCP fentanyl hasn't killed a member of this community, especially our youth. Name me a state in this country that an illegal immigrant hasn't come across the border illegally and ravaged and raped or murdered or put narcotics into our children's schools in this country because of the Harris-Biden border policy. And not to mention the worst thing, or I mean, I don't know if it's worse, but equally as bad, 100 terrorists have come into this country and the FBI, DHS under Biden and Harris have lost them.
Yeah. I could lose my socks for a couple of moments. I would find them, right? They're important to me. I'm getting dressed. How do you lose actual ISIS terrorists? I mean, the mind boggles, Cash.
Look, I'm a national security guy. That's what I did. I was deputy director of national intelligence. I ran Trump's counterterrorism program, and then I was chief of staff at DOD. Donald Trump prioritized the safety of this country above all. Americans and America first. Do whatever it takes, he said, to end the forever wars and to safeguard our borders and to take out our enemies overseas. That's how we brought home 54 hostages, more than every president before him combined. That's how we ended multiple never-ending wars. That's how we were gaining respect on the global stage and defeated and took out Soleimani, Baghdadi, and so many other terrorists. We prioritized that. The Harris-Biden regime did the opposite. They said, hey, we are going to let the border open. Our adversaries, Iran, we're going to give them $7 billion. They're going to go work with al-Qaeda to launch another world war in Israel and their other proxies there. And they're going to seed terrorists through our border. That's how we lose them, because the Biden-Harris administration wants their illegal voting operation to come in through the border so they can give everyone a voter ID. But along with that comes criminals and terrorists, but they don't care. That's a trade-off they're willing to accept. Are you?
Well, Cash, here's a weird thing. To get into one of these Kamala Harris events, you have to show ID so that she can lecture you and tell you why you don't need ID to vote. I mean, the hypocrisy and the disconnect is just off the freaking chart.
Well, we should call out their hypocrisy every step of the way, but we should also not be dismissive of, you know, when they make a smart move. That's a smart move, registering voters who show up, even if it's a couple thousand at a time. I remind your audience, the last election was 4 states and 45,000 votes. That's nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to be doing more voter registration. We need to be going out there and localizing our communities and saying we want to clean the voter scrolls. Just here in Nevada, just last week, a court ruled that we eliminated 90,000 people off the voter rolls who did not qualify. That's how you ensure election integrity. Right. And you sign up more and more registered voters to vote in your community. Everyday Americans be doing exactly what they are doing.
I'll tell you what, here in Virginia, our governor, Glenn Youngkin, just last week instituted a rule about the way that ballots are counted. They're all going to be paper ballots, real secure measures.
Good.
And it's, you know, it's not about him taking one side or the other. It's simply about saying your vote deserves to be counted and we're not going to allow any shenanigans.
What's wrong with that? And, right. And remember, when the Democrats call out these lawful, constitutional voting requirements and voting laws, they are the hypocrites yet again, because they know if we do it the way the law says, Donald Trump's going to win. But if they want to rig another election and run another Russiagate or write another 51 intel letter or tell you another lie about Hunter Biden's laptop, you bet your bottom dollar it's coming, because they can't win on policy. They can't win on the operations of the Biden-Harris regime. So they are going to manufacture false votes, voting capabilities, and they're going to manufacture disinformation campaigns to attack Donald Trump. All President Trump needs to do is what he's been doing. Continue shouting out his policies, how much better America was under his administration, because you don't have to take a gamble. You just looked to 4 years ago and saw how good you were doing, how great your job was, how successful your children were, how awesome our schools were, and how much we enjoyed safety and put cops and veterans and law enforcement first. That's the America I want to live in, and I think most Americans too.
I couldn't agree with you more. Cash Patel is joining us. Cash is a senior advisor for President Trump and held so many important, vital roles in the Trump administration. I'm just going to leave it at that. One of the things you referenced was national security. You talked about our standing in the world. Cash, I had planned for next week. I was not going to be here. I was going to be fulfilling a lifetime dream. I was going to be visiting Israel. And that and that trip has now been canceled as a result of a re-energized Iran that got $7 billion from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
Yeah, look, here's the perfect example of the difference in national security. Donald Trump recognized the mullahs in Iran for the number one state sponsor of terror that they were. We designated all of them as state sponsor of terrors. We crippled them with sanctions. We suffocated their ability to contact the local and international banking systems. We suspended their ability to trade and to gain more material for their nuclear weapons program. We brought the house when it came to Iran, bottom line. What did Joe Biden and Kamala Harris do? They reversed those designations. They refused to call Hamas, the Iranian proxy force that launched the war into Israel, forcing you to cancel your vacation. They refuse to call them terrorists until we embarrass them after 2 years worth of publicity campaigns. They reverse and said, oh, wait, Donald Trump was right. When you don't treat terrorists as terrorists, they launch wars. And what's worse, now Iran has been shown to have actual nuclear material for a nuclear bomb. The one thing that we have to deter Iran from is what the Harris and Biden administration have allowed them to achieve. That should scare everyday Americans, and that should cause them to say, Donald Trump, please secure our nation against Iran again.
No doubt about it. Kash Patel, can I ask you what is going on inside the campaign? Because let me tell you what I get asked as a question. People say things, okay, we're on board. We absolutely know we were better off when President Trump was president. Of course we're going to be voting for President Trump, or we're telling our friends. But we have friends who are undecided. We have friends or relatives who live in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and they go to do some research, and they're looking for border czar Kamala Harris. And as you and I both know, Cash, the big tech people are scrubbing things. People are rewriting stories. So what is it that we, just as loyal MAGA supporters, can do? And what is President Trump doing at this very time?
It's a pretty important, maybe the most important thing you can do, is energize behind one thing. Pick one topic. You've got 86 days, and take that topic to your community. Education, health care, cops, law enforcement, military, border security, overseas, never-ending wars, what have you, and write about it and talk about it every day in your local communities and register voters. Follow Donald Trump when he's going around the country talking to everyday Americans to tell you about his policy, and provide the American people with the truth, the documents. You don't have to summarize it. You can dole it out. It's on President Trump's campaign website. It's also in my book, Government Gangsters, which President Trump made a bestseller. We took the materials from the DOJ and the FBI, the DOD, the intelligence community, everywhere else, and we took their letters and we stuck them in a book, and we said, here, you, the American people, can read the receipts yourself. You do not need to be lectured on the truth. You need to read it yourselves. And that's the power of this movement. We are showing and exposing the weaponized system of government, the two-tier system of justice that is coming for you, parents in Virginia who dare to go to a school board meeting or dare to go to a house of worship. That's and right. We need this to stop, and we just got to get our word out, and that's how we do it.
All right, now, you went right by it, and I'm going to force you to engage in a personal shameless plug. Tell everybody the name of that book one more time. Come on now.
No, thank you, sir. It's Government Gangsters, Government Gangsters. And check this out. It's really cool. Donald Trump launched it 9 months ago. It's still a bestseller today. Donald Trump called it a roadmap for 2024 and a blueprint on how to demolish the deep state that is corrupting Washington. We can solve all these agencies and departments that have robbed us of the truth and create an alternate system of justice. And get this. Steve Bannon, before he went into prison, turned Government Gangsters into a film. You can now watch this anywhere in America at warroom.film, warroom.film. Also, we are doing a live screening in the Virginia, D.C. area in short order and in about 15 other states. So if you want the truth, if you want the ammo, governmentgangsters.com and warroomfilm.com. Get the book, get the movie, have a screening. I'll give it to you for free if you put 100 people in the audience.
All right. Well, challenge accepted. We will absolutely do that. We'll get it. I'm going to get it posted on all of my social media. I'm sure you won't mind if I have my social media guy put it in.
Not at all.
Right, my online bookstore. Let people get it. And I'd love to get you back as we get closer and closer, man. You are energized. You are talking about the right issues. And I think even some of those UVA people are thinking, well, Spider, but he still seems like a good guy.
Yeah. You think, oh, those guys have a couple of national championships. Cut me some slack.
I love it. Well, we will talk to you soon, I hope. That is Kash Patel, really rock solid guy, and talk about the information that we need, right? Were we not talking about this no more than a couple of moments ago before Kash joined us? How can we combat the misinformation and disinformation, right? The left love those terms. They use them improperly, but they love them. How can we tell the truth, show the truth, exactly what Kamala Harris has been doing for the last 4 years, but look at her entire career. She's wrong on every single solitary issue that matters to you, that matters to me. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.